From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. President Trump has announced Friday night a combined operation by the U.S., France, and Britain against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The president said the strikes were aimed at ending the Syrian government's use of chemical weapons. British Prime Minister Theresa May said in her country Saturday, according to Reuters, that the attack was not about intervening in a civil war. It's not about regime change. It's about a limited and targeted strike that does not further escalate tensions in the region and that does everything possible to prevent civilian casualties. Last week, at least 40 people were killed and hundreds sickened in the Syrian city of Douma, in which the U.S. and other nations said was a chemical weapons attack carried out by the Syrian government. The news agency AFP reports that several huge explosions were heard in Syria's capital early Saturday, according to a correspondent, as Mr. Trump announced the strikes were underway. Meanwhile, President Trump's lawyers are seeking to keep federal investigators from using materials seized in an FBI raid against his private attorney.
One of the president's lawyers says Trump has an acute interest in this matter. The president has said the raids breached rules that ordinarily make attorney-client communications confidential. Those rules, though, can be set aside in some circumstances if investigators have evidence a crime was committed. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
After details of former FBI Director James Comey's memoirs were released, revealing a lot of criticism of U.S. President Trump, Trump reacted Friday, saying Comey is an untruthful slime ball. Comey's book, Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, is set to be released next week, and it's very critical of the president. This is VOA News. More than 500 Palestinians were injured Friday by Israeli troops who used gunfire and tear gas to repel attempts by Palestinians to cross the border fence separating the Palestinian-governed Gaza Strip from Israel. That's according to the Gaza Health Ministry. It's said to be in response to protests staged by Palestinians along the border, the third weekly protest scheduled through mid-May. Those protests already have resulted in dozens killed and thousands injured. The protesters are demanding an end to the decade-old blockade and a return of Palestinian refugees to what is now Israel, where their ancestors lived before being forced to leave after the establishment of Israel in 1948. Taliban insurgents have assaulted a security outpost in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 government forces there.
Earlier, a Taliban attack killed a district governor and seven police personnel in Afghanistan's southeastern province of Ghazni. Afghan media, however, reported the death toll was at least 16, and mostly soldiers were among the victims. The fighting came as the United Nations cautioned that the number of conflict-related civilian casualties in the first 3 months of 2018 remained at the identical high level recorded for the same period last year. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Trade and North Korea's nuclear and missile programs will be the key topics for Japan during U.S. President Donald Trump's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe next week.
Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga spoke about his country's priorities for the Trump-Abe meeting.
The U.S. wants Japan to complain about the tariff, then wants to talk about a bilateral treaty. From Japan's side, they aren't interested in doing a bilateral FTA. This is not going to be easy.
That's because Japan has just signed the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership with 10 other countries. Yuri Nagano for VOA News, Tokyo.
Scientists are leaving their labs to march in Washington and more than 200 cities around the world Saturday, protesting government policies on issues from climate change to gun violence that they say ignore scientific evidence. It comes a year after the first ever march for science, 3 months into the Trump administration, when researchers fear that science will be pushed aside for the new president's zeal to eliminate government regulations. And again, recapping our top story, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that there will be a combined operation by the U.S., France, and Britain against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The president said strikes are aimed at ending the Syrian government's use of chemical weapons, which are underway. This is VOA. I'm Tommy McNeely.
That's the latest world news from VOA.